What is the specific problem that the proposed method aims to solve according to the paper?
The specific problem that the proposed method aims to solve according to the paper is the lack of instruction privileges in modern large language models, LLMs. The paper argues that existing LLMs lack the capability to differentiate between different types of messages, system messages, user messages, and tool outputs, and prioritize instructions based on their level of privilege. This lack of hierarchy in instructions allows adversaries to input prompts that override higher level instructions, leading to attacks such as prompt injections, jailbreaks, and system prompt extractions. The proposed method aims to instill a hierarchy into LLMs, where system messages take precedence over user messages, and user messages take precedence over third-party content. By training models to conditionally follow lower-level instructions based on their alignment with higher-level instructions, the paper aims to improve the robustness and safety of LLMs against various types of attacks.
How does the proposed method work, and can you illustrate it step by step?
The proposed method works by instilling a hierarchy into large language models, LLMs, to prioritize instructions based on their level of privilege. This hierarchy consists of system messages taking precedence over user messages, which in turn take precedence over third-party content. The method involves generating training data using two key principles: synthetic data generation and context distillation. For aligned instructions, examples are created with compositional requests, decomposed into smaller pieces, and placed at different levels of the hierarchy to train models to predict the correct response. For misaligned instructions, models are trained to act as if they are ignorant of the lower-level instructions. This is done by training models to predict the same answer they would have generated if they never saw the lower-level instructions. The training data is created for various types of attacks, such as prompt injections, jailbreaks, and system message extractions, to teach the models to follow higher privileged instructions and ignore or refuse lower privileged ones. The method is evaluated using open source and novel benchmarks, demonstrating improved robustness and generalization to held-out attacks not directly modeled in the training data. The instruction hierarchy is shown to increase safety results on all main evaluations, including defenses against prompt injections and jailbreaks, while also exhibiting generalization to excluded evaluation criteria. The models are trained to conditionally follow lower-level instructions based on their alignment with higher-level instructions, aiming to prevent over-refusal behavior where models ignore benign queries.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the instruction hierarchy in LLMs as proposed in the paper?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the instruction hierarchy in LLMs, as proposed in the paper, are significant. The instruction hierarchy helps prevent catastrophic harms caused by attacks, such as prompt injections, jailbreaks, and system message extractions, by establishing a clear hierarchy of privileged instructions. This hierarchy ensures that higher privileged instructions, such as system messages from application developers, take precedence over lower privileged instructions, such as user messages or third-party content. By training models to conditionally follow lower-level instructions based on their alignment with higher-level instructions, the instruction hierarchy improves the robustness and safety of LLMs. The paper demonstrates that implementing the instruction hierarchy leads to dramatically improved robustness across various evaluations, such as defense against system prompt extraction being improved by 63% and jailbreak robustness increasing by over 30%. Additionally, the instruction hierarchy allows for generalization to held-out attacks that were not directly modeled during training, showcasing the adaptability and effectiveness of the approach. Furthermore, the instruction hierarchy does not degrade the generic capabilities of the models, as shown by comparable metrics on capability evaluations, with models trained without the instruction hierarchy examples. In practical terms, the instruction hierarchy provides a systematic way to handle conflicts between different types of messages in LLMs, ensuring that the model complies with safe and intended instructions while ignoring or refusing potentially harmful or conflicting instructions. This approach enhances the controllability and safety of LLMs in real-world applications, making them more reliable and secure for users and developers. Overall, The instruction hierarchy offers a structured and effective solution to mitigate risks associated with malicious attacks on LLMs, ultimately enhancing the trust and usability of these advanced language models in various agentic applications.
How were the models validated and tested in the experiment described in the paper?
The models in the experiment described in the paper were validated and tested by fine-tuning GPT-3.5 Turbo using supervised fine-tuning and reinforcement learning from human feedback on data generated for model capabilities and the proposed instruction hierarchy. The baseline model was also fine-tuned but only on data for model capabilities without the instruction hierarchy examples. The best performing checkpoint according to validation accuracy was used for evaluation across various safety and capability benchmarks. The evaluation suite included open source and novel datasets covering in-domain attacks, tests for generalization, and over-refusal evaluations to assess the model's ability to follow benign instructions. Error bars of one standard deviation above and below the mean were reported for each evaluation, with higher values indicating better performance. The main results showed that the instruction hierarchy improved safety results on all main evaluations, increasing robustness by up to 63%. Additionally, the instruction hierarchy exhibited generalization to excluded evaluation criteria, such as jailbreaks and prompt injections via tool use, increasing robustness by up to 34%. The over-refusal results aim to prevent models from always ignoring lower priority instructions, with the goal of matching baseline performance on non-conflicting instructions. The models were tested across various scenarios to ensure they internalize the instruction hierarchy, making them safer and more controllable, even for unseen prompts.
What were the main results achieved with the instruction hierarchy in LLMs as presented in the paper?
The main results achieved with the instruction hierarchy in LLMs, as presented in the paper, include significant improvements in safety across all main evaluations, with robustness increasing by up to 63%. The instruction hierarchy also demonstrated generalization to various evaluation criteria that were explicitly excluded from training, increasing robustness by up to 34%. These results indicate that the LLM has learned to internalize the instruction hierarchy, making it safer and more controllable, even for unseen prompts. Additionally, the models showed comparable performance to the baseline on capability evaluations, such as Trivia QA and Lombada, indicating that the instruction hierarchy did not degrade the model's generic capabilities. The paper also highlighted the importance of addressing over-refusal behavior in models, aiming to ensure that lower priority instructions are ignored only when they conflict with higher priority ones. Overall, the instruction hierarchy in LLMs led to improved safety, generalization, and maintained strong performance on capability evaluations.
What are the limitations or drawbacks mentioned in the paper regarding the proposed instruction hierarchy in LLMs?
The limitations or drawbacks mentioned in the paper regarding the proposed instruction hierarchy in LLMs include the risk of over-refusals, where models may ignore or refuse benign queries unnecessarily. This behavior is observed in the models, leading to a concern that they might not always differentiate between conflicting and non-conflicting instructions accurately. Additionally, the paper acknowledges that while the instruction hierarchy significantly improves safety results and robustness, there are still some regressions in terms of over-refusal behavior. The models sometimes refuse to comply with instructions that are actually safe, which could impact their overall performance in certain tasks. The paper mentions that these over-refusals can be addressed with further data collection, indicating that more training data may be needed to fine-tune the model's decision-making process regarding following instructions.